makers of Reed's Ice Cream presents the Jessel Jamboree, starring George Jessel, with Mary Small, Stuart Allen, Sam Carlton, and Ernest Chappell. And New York's smartest dance band, Richard Himber and his orchestra.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ernest Chappell welcoming you to the first of a new series of programs presented by the makers of Reed's Ice Cream. We bring you a man who has found the amusement world his oyster. Starting as a child singer, he climbed to stardom through the ranks of vaudeville and musical comedy and won high laurels as the dramatic star of The Jazz Singer and many other plays. He's frequently referred to as America's greatest after-dinner speaker. I give you the star of our show, a young man with millions of friends, George Jessel.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Mr. Chappell, for that lovely introduction. It was so beautiful, for a minute I thought I was dead. Honestly, I did.
Why, don't be silly, George. I never saw you looking better. You're the picture of health. You've lost a lot of weight, too, haven't you?
Well, no wonder. I had to give up drinking and smoking.
You did?
Yeah, and if I hadn't gotten this program, I'd had to give up eating, too. But really, the nice things you said about me, really, they just frightened me for a moment.
Well, now, why should a lovely introduction like that frighten you, George?
Because that's the kind of an introduction an actor gets when he's playing a benefit. You know what I mean? For nothing. Oh, see? Anyway, there was really nice things that you said, and honestly, I didn't think you cared. Really, I didn't.
Well, George, I don't. I'm only reading what's written here.
Is that so? Well, that's very, very good. Now, Mr. Chappell, or if I may, I'd like to call you by the name your pals do. That's Chappie, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's right, yes.
Hope you won't think I'm fresh calling a much older man by a nickname. But I've grown to like you during this first page and a half, anyway.
Well, thank you, George. I've liked you much longer than that. In fact, that goes for my whole family.
Well, bless their hearts. Now, isn't that nice?
Yes, you were always my grandfather's favorite comedian.
Your grandfather probably has me mixed up with someone else. He most likely meant that chap used to be at the Winter Garden. Who remembers those old-timers? Well, anyway, Mr. Chaplin, I hope we understand each other. I do appreciate your ironic sense of humor, which I'm sure is going to get you very, very far on some other program.
Oh, I'm very happy on this program, George. After all, I'm not doing this for nothing.
Oh, of course not. If it was for nothing, my pal Jimmy would be doing it. Oh. You know what I mean? But let's start the show. Now, you, of course, have been told, I suppose, that I'm sort of in charge. You know what I mean? I'm sort of, well, whatever I say, you know, that's, they told you the name.
Oh, yes, George, of course they told me. I was advised by the sponsor that you're to have carte blanche on the program. Carte blanche means, of course, that you can do what you please, you know.
He has to tell me what it means. I'm glad you did. Anyway, Chappie, that means I'm the boss.
Yes, George, you can hire or fire anybody you like.
Oh, if I only had Cantor on this program.
Oh.
Would I tell him to shut his eyes and pack up immediately, I would.
George, speaking of Cantor, have you got any of his antiques?
I have one antique, Chappie.
What is it?
Yesterday's Map of Europe. That's an antique, believe me. Now, the first thing I want to do on the show is to play Shakespeare. I think the kids would like that, don't you know?
Sure.
A little scene, perhaps, from As You Like It. Sweet are the uses of...
Oh, now, wait a minute, George. Wait a minute. That's one of the things you're not permitted to do. The sponsor doesn't want that.
I don't, huh?
No.
Or maybe it'd be nice for me to sing My Mother's Eyes right at the beginning of the show.
No, but we made a note about that. If you have to sing at all, it should be the week after the last week the show is on the air.
You made a note about that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what about an after-dinner speech where I can show my vocabulary, use a lot of big words?
Well, of course, that is entirely out of the question.
You made a note about that, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I have carte blanche to do anything I please.
Of course, I see. Yes.
Well, supposing I sing the octet from Lucia.
You mean the sextet?
Well, I added two. Gives people more work. I better sing it out of town before it's too late,
No, you're not. No, you're not. There's a couple of real singers here who'll take care of the vocal department.
And who engaged them, I ask?
Well, the sponsors, Reed's Ice Cream.
Oh, they did, huh? Well, I guess they must have it, too.
Have what?
That carte blanche that they gave me. And what, may I ask, is that?
That's our orchestra. A little bit of tuning up, George.
Oh, fine. I'm terribly anxious to hear the boys because I want to make up my mind whether I want them or whether I want to give them a contract. Of course, not like mine for 13 weeks, but perhaps for a few weeks. Eh? Oh,
all right. I'll introduce you to our conductor. He's one of the best bandmen in the land, Dick Kimber.
Well... How do you do, Mr. Himber?
Hiya, buddy.
You don't have to be so formal. Just call me Lug.
Okay, Lug. Okay, Lug. Glad to have you on this program with me.
Well, that's very nice of you. I was just saying I'm anxious to hear you play so I can make up my mind whether I want to give you a contract for a few weeks. Or if I like your music, I might even make it 13.
The sponsor signed me for 26 weeks.
You mean that after I'm on my vacation, that you'll still be here?
Oh, yes, long after.
Well, anyway, Dick, I suggest that for your first number, you play something like Debussy's L'Après Midi de Fond. You understand?
Okay, boys, yeah, sure. Play I've Got You Under My Skin.
Well, I guess he's got carte blanche, too.
The voice of Stuart Allen brings us the lyric of this number, I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I said to myself this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Cause I've got you under my skin. I've got you under my skin.
Kimber and his boys playing whatever they like, I guess.
George, there's a man at the studio door. He says you're expecting him. You know the rules of Radio City. We can't let him in at this time.
Well, what did you say to him?
Oh, I simply told him the program is on the air. You can't break in at a time like this, I said. Think what you're doing.
And what did he say?
He said he's allergic to thinking.
Oh, now I know who that is.
Well, who is it?
Well, it's a man. He helps me out.
He does?
Well, he doesn't exactly help me out. It's my mother's brother, my uncle.
Oh.
It's our own flesh and blood. What am I going to do? You know? Better let him in, Chappie, because even if he's not with me, I got to give him a few dollars every week anyway, you know? Like this, at least I can watch him. He shouldn't ask strangers and embarrass me, see? Perhaps people on the show list as I didn't eat for 3 days, Jessel is my nephew. Well, how does that sound? You better send him in right away.
Usher, okay, let that gentleman come in.
Gentleman? Uncle will be so surprised when he hears that, believe me. Come right in, Uncle. Well, well, well. And why didn't you come through the front? I'd have given you a ticket.
Tickets? All of a sudden, there's a new law. I gotta have a ticket. Some crazy world. A ticket to see your own nephew.
Uncle, this is Ernest Chappell.
How are you? I'm J. Hemisphere Jessel.
I didn't catch the name.
I didn't throw it at you. Some trouble to get in here. You'd think a person was escaping from jail.
Well, if you'd get here when I told you to, there wouldn't be any trouble.
It wasn't my fault. You don't know what's going on with that traffic.
What about it? What's the matter with the traffic?
All my life, since I'm a child, I'm running and walking like I please.
Well?
All of a sudden, there's a law. You can only cross with a green light.
Well, what about that?
Well, on my corner, there's no light at all. So I had to walk 4 blocks till I found a green light.
Now, where can you walk 4 blocks in New York without finding a green light?
Well, the wind was against me.
All right, now look. Uncle, I'm busy broadcasting now. First program, sit down and wait till I'm through.
I didn't eat yet today. I'm starved.
All right, now keep your chin up.
If I don't eat soon, I won't have any chin. George.
Yes?
Are you getting paid here?
Certainly I'm getting paid. I told you who the sponsor is, don't you remember?
I kind of forgot.
Well, you kind of forgot. Look, Uncle, what do you always like at the finish of a good meal?
I like to lay down.
No. You don't understand. What do you always like to do in winter that you like to do even better in the spring and in summer?
Take off my heavy underwear.
Uncle, ice cream.
What are you whispering for? I can't hear you.
Didn't you say you always like ice cream?
Well, of course. Who don't?
All right. Now, what kind of ice cream do you like?
The best.
Well, we know that, but what's the name of it?
Vanilla.
Look, Uncle, please. You do want to eat after the broadcast, don't you?
I could eat right now.
Well, then, what dessert could you eat?
Well, give me a hint. It don't take me long to catch on.
Oh, no. Why do you fight with Aunt Minnie? What does she do all day?
She reads.
That's it, Uncle. She reads. Well, of course. What's the name of the ice cream?
All of a sudden, this is information, please.
Don't you get it? Reeds. What's the name of the ice cream? That's it. Reeds ice cream.
But you told me to say Miller Roll.
Uncle, will you sit down there and please forget that umbrella someplace, will you?
Forget my umbrella someplace. All of a sudden, I'm a diplomat.
Timba, I'm cutting out the rest of Uncle's lines. Play that new tune, Little Sir Echo, will you, like a good boy?
Come on, wake up. Himber's finished his number.
Where am I?
Well, don't you remember? You're working.
Oh, yeah. You see, it's so seldom I...
Come on, now. What's the matter?
Oh, I just wish that Himber had played another half a chorus. Was I having a beautiful dream? You know anything about dreams, Chappie?
Well, yes and no.
Aren't you using snap judgment?
Well, exactly what is a dream, George?
Well, when you're asleep, you're in the arms of Morpheus, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, then a dream must be a kibitzer looking over Morpheus's shoulder.
Well, who was the kibitzer in the dream you just had?
Oh, Chappie, such kibitzing I should have the rest of my life. It was beautiful. I was lying in a hammock in a cool, secluded glade. And every 5 minutes, a different beautiful girl brought me a gift.
A brimming bowl of nectar from the gods.
Nectar?
Well, it wasn't really nectar, but that's the only way I can describe it. The first bowl had the taste of real fresh roasted butter pecans.
Yes?
And the next tasted like the finest roasted coffee, and yet it wasn't coffee. Now, that's the thing that puzzled me. Shall I go on, Chappie?
Oh, you're doing fine, George. Go right ahead.
Then they brought me the third gift from the gods. It was a miniature snow-capped mountain peak. And that first delicious, creamy spoonful, oh, Chappie, I was sure that I was in heaven. I've never tasted such vanilla. Shall I continue, Chappie? And do you know now what those beautiful girls were bringing me?
George, when you mentioned the flavors of that nectar your dream girls brought you, I knew right away what it was. Only one dish could be so good. Reed's ice cream. And friends, let me give you some good news. You can now get Reed's ice cream, R-E-I-D, apostrophe S, Reed's, in a nice tray package that you can buy in the morning, put into your refrigerator, and serve that night. Imagine that. No more phoning for ice cream at the last minute, no more running down the street just at dinner time. Reed's ice tray package fits right into the freezing compartment of your refrigerator, and the ice keeps there, the ice cream keeps there, cold, creamy, and perfect for 24 hours if you want. Get this new ice tray package of Reed's famous ice cream tomorrow morning. Take your choice of six different full pint combinations of all the flavors that everybody likes. Guarantee your family a dessert that'll send them from the dinner table patting each other on the back and saying, boy, that's the dessert that hits the spot every time. Reed's ice cream. Here she is, listeners, radio's brightest singing star, a voice in a million that lingers in your mind and in your heart. Sing Mary Small.
All the Lord's chillin'. Ever since time began, have got their share of blessings, along with woe and sin. But today, the Lord's children have got plenty of joy. 'Cause one of the Lord's latest children is a brand new baby boy. A new baby boy, a new baby boy. It's a great holiday everywhere, 'cause the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's a joy heaven sent, and we proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. When he grows up, he never will stray with the name like the one that he's got today. When he walks down the street, folks will say, pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. Yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree. Though old man Jones was a lazy bone, now he has gone and got some ambition. To jump about, hear him sing and shout, now that he's got more what he's been wishing. Singing hallelujah like on revival day, joy is coming to you. The good book says it's on its way, on its way. Just like on revival day, Deacon Brown in his sermon will say that the most famous man in the land today is our own Franklin D. But someday it'll be Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. Yes, sir, we will be just the greatest Franklin D. It's a blessed event. Let me proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones.
That was lovely, Mary. Really lovely. And now, ladies and gentlemen, due to the recent hullabaloo about censorship of entertainment, we're going to give you our idea of what might take place in the office of a movie censor. I'll play the part of the censor. Ernest Chappell will be the movie producer. Stuart Island will be my yes man. And Mary Small and Dick Himber will take care of the love interest on the screen. We take you now to the projection room of the Censor Supreme, I Turn 'em Thumbs Down.
You must be tired, Mr. Thumbs Down. You've been up all night watching pictures.
Yes, I watched 23 pictures. There wasn't one thing I could cut out.
Fine state of affairs. Spite work, that's what it is.
Don't you think you ought to have some coffee, sir, before you see any more pictures?
Yes, coffee.
How do you want it?
Plain black. Black as ink.
No cream and sugar, sir?
No, tastes too good that way. Put a little salt in it. I don't want to take any chances.
I don't see how you can dislike everything so, sir.
That's what I get paid for, and I'm conscientious about my work.
I try to be as unhappy as I can.
Arsenic, answer the phone.
Yes, sir. Hello? Just a moment. It's little Jack Horner of the Horner Brothers, sir. He's outside and wants you to see his latest picture.
Okay, but I know I'm not going to like it. Send Mr. Horner in. Pictures, pictures, pictures. That's all I have to do. One is better than the other. I hate him.
Hello, Mr. Thumbs Down.
What's that got to do with it?
I know you're going to like this picture, Thumbs Down. It's one of my masterpieces. It's wonderful. Have a cigar.
Trying to bribe me, huh? I don't smoke that brand. It's too good. There's tobacco in it. Okay, operator, put the picture on right away.
Did. How do you like that title?
Wait a minute. Can't read without my glasses. Oh, yeah. Let me see. Horner Brothers present No, My Darling Nephew. Stop that picture. Stop that picture right away.
No, what's wrong?
You can't get away with that. You'll have to change that title.
Change the title? For what reason?
Must they have a reason? No, My Darling Nephew. We're trying to put one over on me, hey?
Now, Thumbs Down, what's wrong about an aunt calling your nephew darling?
It's a dirty trick to play on his uncle. That's what it is. Cut it out.
You mustn't get so excited, sir.
Who's excited?
I'm not excited. I'm excited. Give me more black coffee. Put some mustard in it. Go ahead, start the picture. Screen story by J.M. Horner, adapted from the stage play by M.J. Horner. From the book by J.M. Horner, Jr., directed by H.B. Horner under the supervision of B.R. Horner. Gowns by Horner and Horner, this is a Horner production. That's the part of the picture I like. It shows the love of a studio for his family. What's this scene about?
Oh, this is a shot in the park. It's colossal. Now listen.
Oh, Gregory. What a night for romance. Look at that sky. Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, it's just lousy with stars.
That's pretty Swinburne, isn't it?
I love you so much, Gregory.
Oh, you mustn't say that, dear.
What sparkling dialogue.
Come, Gregory. Let's sit on this bench and hold hands.
But stop the picture. Stop the picture.
What's wrong now?
You can't have that bench in the park. It encourages sweethearts to come in and sit down and hold hands and spoon. It makes people sit in the sun and become lazy when they should be working. Cut that bench out.
Please, Thumbs Down. Can't we have just one little bench?
I should say not. If you have little benches, midgets are liable to come in and sit down. Quiet. Go ahead and start the picture.
Please stay here.
No, I must go, darling.
Oh, but I won't let you go, Gregory, honestly. You're leaving me like this is cruel. It's barbarism.
Wait a minute. Cut that word out.
What word?
Barbarism. We're not going to have any isms in this country. What do you think of that?
Now, look, Thumbs Down, do you know what good, clean fun is?
No. What good is it? Quiet. I want to hear the picture now.
Come, my darling. It's getting late. I'll take you home now. And on the way, we'll stop at the 20 and a half club for a cocktail.
Hold it. Hold it. You can't do that. You can't do that. That boy wants to treat a sweetheart on the way home, make him take it to a drugstore for a dish of Reed's ice cream, or cut the whole scene out. The movie should be kept clean. What do you think, operator?
Absolutely. People shouldn't put chewing gum on the seats and throw candy boxes on the floor.
All right, all right. Say, Chappie, he can't play the operator. He's my uncle.
Well, why didn't you think of that before, George?
All George thought about was saving one salary.
All right, sit down. And cut that thing out. Now, look.
Now, look here, Thumbs Down. The way you've cut my picture, there's no use my showing it at all.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Give me some more coffee with no cup. Now, what else have you got?
Well, I have a swell short subject here.
All right, let's have it over with. What's the title?
It's Ronald Buck in Old Mother Hubbard.
Okay, put it on. Cut that whole thing out.
Now what's wrong?
You can't show that. An old woman shouldn't work. A dog looking for a bone is cruelty to animals, and the cupboard can't be bare. You can't have anything bare on the screen.
But it's only a little nursery rhyme.
I can't help it. You can't do it unless you do it this way. Little Grover Whalen, he went a-sailing to make the world's fair something grand. Said Little Grover, I'll put this thing over, and I'll do it without Sally Rand.
No,
Don't you sometimes find evening coming on with dinner to get and other household jobs to be done and no dessert for dinner? What'll it be? What will it be? Solve that problem early in the day. Solve it in the morning when you're out shopping. Get the new ice tray package of Reed's Ice Cream. R-E-I-D apostrophe S. Reed's Ice Cream. Never heard of Reed's Ice Tray package? Well, you can buy it in the morning, slide it into the freezing compartment of your refrigerator, and it keeps cold, creamy, and my, oh my, how delicious, for as long as 24 hours. Try it on your family tomorrow, and we'll take our chances with how they feel about it. If those children and that tired husband of yours don't give one big cheer when they see what you're serving them, well, I'll be surprised. And I'll be more surprised if there isn't a whole table full of O's and R's when they take the first flavorful, delicious bite of Reed's ice cream. And say, why not do as thousands of women do and settle the dessert problem for good and all every Thursday and Sunday by serving Reed's ice cream? Make them easy dessert days, which means you'll start with a new full pint ice tray package of Reed's famous ice cream tomorrow.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mom.
Yes, this is George. Are you listening?
Oh, yeah. Well, how do you like it?
Oh, you do?
Well, you're just saying that because you're my mother.
What? You'd say it even if you were Milton Berle's mother? Well.
Quiet, Uncle. What, Mom?
No. This is no benefit. I'm getting something. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's a sponsor. Ice cream. Yeah, how did you like the orchestra?
They got plenty of schmaltz.
Yes, that's fine music.
It made you shag? Mom, at your age, a jitterbug?
Well.
Say, George.
Uncle, will you please? Mom, are you going to be home later? Or are you going to a picture? What are you going to see?
An eating and drinking picture? What kind of a picture is that?
Mickey Finn and Huckleberry Pie.
No.
Oh, that's Mickey Rooney and Huckleberry Finn.
Yes, that Rooney is a great kid, Mom.
That reminds you about what?
Mrs. Clancy is taking you to St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Well, isn't that nice?
Put Mrs. Clancy on the phone. I want to talk to her.
Hello? Well, Mrs. Clancy, bless your heart. Tis a sweet thing you're doing, taking my mother to the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Ah, yes, it is. You do know. You remember when your grandfather took you, and he yelled all day, Aaron Gobra.
Well, I remember when my grandfather took me, Mrs. Clancy. All he said was, parade, shmarade, as long as you're healthy.
Hey, George.
Wait a minute. My uncle is bothering me here. What do you want, Uncle?
I just thought of a great theme song.
You mean theme song?
No, theme song for you and I.
Oh, well, what is it?
The show is ended, but the mellow roll lingers on.
All right. Good night, Mom. And good night, everybody.
Reed's Ice Cream invites you for another half hour with George Jessel, Mary Small, Stuart Allen, Sam Carlton, and Richard Himber and his orchestra next Wednesday at the same time. Will you be with us? This is Ernest Chappell bidding you all good night.
The selection sent for your supper is from the boys from Syracuse. My Heart Belongs to Daddy is from Leave It to Me. This is the National Broadcasting Company.